Sarah Mac Band guitarist Charlie Vancher says that new CD entitled Florida had kind of a premature birth.
Well, the producer called us in February and said, hey, I just had some people cancel. If you guys can get up here, I'll give you a great deal, you know, because I've got space to fill. And we're like, wow, we can't pass this up. But we didn't really have any songs.
And you didn't have to say it, oh, because I already knew.
So when Vancher, along with bassist Claire Swindell and lead singer Sarah Mac, arrived at Cincinnati, Ohio's Monastery Studios, Mac says the pressure was on to come up with songs to record.
This is the first time that we really have kind of not created on the fly, but we created the songs, and there was kind of no agenda as far as, like, this is where we want this all to go. It's kind of like, I want to make a rock album. We want to make sure we incorporate blues. Definitely want to have hand claps as percussion. And here we go. So there was a little bit more freedom to kind of, well, what if we tried this? Or what if we blah, 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 blah.
Once again, one of the Midwest's top session drummers, Josh Surkamp, laid down the beat as the songs took shape. And Vancher says another highly talented person helped give the arrangements focus and polish.
Understand to our producer, Rich Hordinsky, the guy is a phenomenal guitar player. And, you know, you'll come in with some stuff and he says, why don't we do this? Why don't you just make this little change? And I'm like, wow, that sounds really cool.
Don't say my name, no.
Sarah Mac, the core concept of the record was simply to push the musical and emotional boundaries a bit further than they'd ever gone before.
How to get you to do, yeah.
All my life, I've been a blues singer just trying to claw her way out of this body. And so it's really, really fun to get to do the bluesy stuff, too. And to have our own songs that are bluesy things. I mean, we do a lot of blues covers, and it's really great to get accolades for singing someone else's song. But when we have our own songs that are that same caliber of authentic, gutsy, bluesy stuff, that feels to me far more special.
The 11-track Florida collection has been out for nearly 3 months, but many people in the area haven't heard it, so Vancher says several of those tunes will find their way onto the set list of this weekend's Sarah Mac holiday performance.
Sometimes it ain't good enough to be in love about.
Saturday night at the Monticello Opera House, which is just an awesome place. So we'll be doing some of what we do Christmas music, but we'll also be doing some of our new stuff. We've got our drummer and our violinist playing with us. Libby O'Neill and Joe Murphy will be playing with us.
A pre-concert dinner is also available for premium ticket holders, and Sarah Mac says the menu has become, shall we say, more diversified of late.
Maybe it's because I'm a really good actress, left over from my sixth grade school play. I'm a really good actress.
It's only last year that we actually ate their dinner because we're vegetarians and they always have some kind of like fancy meat. But last year they found out that I was a vegetarian, and so they actually not only made us meals but sent me home with, I don't know that you know this, they sent me home with two vegetarian lasagnas for Christmas.
What?
And it was so good.
And the sounds will be as tasty as the food this Saturday night as the Sarah Mac Band performs its holiday concert on the stage of the Monticello Opera House. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.